The first mistake happens before the goat ever arrives. You picture milk in a bucket, weeds gone, a calm animal in the yard. What you do not picture is standing outside in the rain before sunrise because the fence failed again. You do not picture the sound carrying across the property line at 5 in the morning. You do not picture the panic when an animal gets loose and you are already late for work. Goats do not wait. They do not pause for weekends, weather, or exhaustion. They test you every day, quietly at first, then all at once. One missed latch becomes an escape. One skipped feeding becomes noise, stress, and damage. One weak fence becomes a lesson you pay for immediately. This is not about whether goats are good animals. They are. This is about whether you are ready for the job they bring with them. Because once they are there, the learning curve is steep, the consequences are fast, and quitting is never as simple as people think. Chapter 1. The decision before the animal. You do not start raising goats when the trailer pulls into the driveway. You start weeks earlier, usually with an idea that feels smaller than it really is. The idea is simple. Goats seem useful. They eat brush. They make milk. They look manageable. That simplicity is where most people misjudge the work. Goats are not a side project. They are a daily responsibility that shows up whether you planned well or not. They need attention every morning and every evening. Weather does not change that. Your schedule does not change that. Once they arrive, the routine becomes non-negotiable. The biggest advantage goats offer is versatility. They clear land better than machines in tight spaces. They convert rough forage into milk, meat, or breeding stock. They are social animals that can become calm and responsive when handled correctly. For small acreage, that combination is hard to beat. Goats fit where larger livestock cannot. The downside is that goats demand consistency. They notice patterns immediately. If you are late once, they remember. If you cut corners, they test them. Goats are curious, stubborn, and persistent. They are not stupid animals. They are problem solvers with time on their hands. Before you think about breeds or numbers, you have to think about your daily life. Goats require feeding, watering, and visual checks every single day. That includes holidays. That includes days when you are sick. That includes mornings when the temperature is low and the ground is wet. If you cannot commit to being present twice a day, goats are the wrong choice. Noise is the first reality that surprises new owners. Goats communicate loudly when stressed, hungry, bored, or separated. That sound carries. It does not stay politely inside your fence line. If you have neighbors nearby, goats will test those relationships fast. Even quiet goats become loud when something changes. Smell is another issue people underestimate. Clean goats do not smell bad, but goat areas do. Manure, wet bedding, spilled feed, and urine build up quickly. If you fall behind on cleaning, odor follows. Wind does not respect property lines. If you are sensitive to smell or complaints, this matters. Temperament varies by purpose, but no goat is maintenance-free. Dairy goats are usually social and people-focused, but they require handling and patience. Meat goats are often more independent and harder to manage without regular contact. Pet goats can become demanding and destructive if bored. Every type requires interaction to stay manageable. Time commitment goes beyond feeding. You spend time checking gates, watching behavior, moving animals, and fixing small problems before they grow. Goats create work by being active. They climb, push, chew, and test. The more intelligent the goat, the more effort it takes to keep things orderly. One of the most common beginner mistakes is buying goats before infrastructure is ready. People bring animals home and plan to finish setup later. Later comes too late. Goats exploit weak points immediately. Stress rises fast when containment fails and you are improvising under pressure. Another mistake is starting with too many animals. Goats are herd animals and should not be kept alone, but starting small matters. 2 goats will teach you everything you need to know. 5 goats amplify every mistake. 10 goats make every problem expensive. People also underestimate emotional stress. Goats get sick. They get injured. They get into trouble. You will feel responsible when something goes wrong. If you are not prepared for that weight, it becomes overwhelming fast. Rehoming animals is harder than buying them. Financial reality matters early. Goats are not free once purchased. Feed, minerals, bedding, fencing repair, and equipment add up. Small costs repeat constantly. The expense does not hit once, it hits weekly. If your budget is already tight, goats add pressure. Another overlooked factor is travel. Leaving goats requires planning. You need someone reliable who understands livestock and shows up on time. That person must be willing to handle issues if something goes wrong. Many people realize too late that they cannot leave for even one night without stress. Goats also require mental engagement. Bored goats create damage. They chew structures, test fences, and invent problems. They need space, movement, and interaction. If you plan to ignore them between feedings, expect trouble. You should also think about lifespan. Goats live many years. This is not a short experiment. A decision made on enthusiasm becomes a long obligation. Ask yourself where you will be in 5 years. Ask yourself if goats still fit that picture. There is also the issue of expectations. Goats do not perform on demand. Milk production depends on management. Land clearing depends on rotation and planning. Goats will not solve problems automatically. They create their own set of challenges alongside any benefit. People who succeed with goats share a few traits. They are consistent. They observe closely. They fix small issues immediately. They respect routine. They accept that the animals come first once they commit. People who fail usually fail early. They skip steps. They underestimate labor. They rely on hope instead of preparation. When something goes wrong, it feels sudden, but it is usually the result of small decisions made earlier. Before you buy goats, you need to ask yourself one hard question. Are you willing to structure your days around an animal that will never understand excuses? If the answer is uncertain, pause. Preparation saves animals and saves you stress. The decision phase is where success is built. Not in the breed choice, not in the purchase price. In your willingness to show up every day and handle the reality instead of the idea. Once goats arrive, the learning curve steepens and the consequences move faster. If you are still committed after facing the downsides clearly, then you are ready to move forward. The next step is not buying animals. It is building containment that works. That is where the real work begins. Chapter 2. Containment is the job. If you decide to keep goats, containment becomes your primary task. Everything else depends on it. Feed means nothing if goats are gone. Shelter does not matter if they cannot stay inside it. Health and safety collapse the moment a fence fails. Goats are not like other livestock. They do not respect barriers by default. They investigate them. They lean on them. They climb them. They test the same weak point again and again until it gives. This is not bad behavior. It is normal goat behavior. The first truth is simple. If your fence is optional, your goats will treat it that way. Like garden fencing, field wire and decorative panels do not work. Goats push, rub, and step on fences constantly. Any structure that flexes becomes a problem. Height matters, but strength matters more. Short fences invite climbing. Tall fences without rigidity invite leaning. Goats put weight where it hurts. Corners, gates, and posts take the most pressure. If those points fail, the rest follows quickly. Electric fencing can work, but only if it is installed and maintained correctly. Many people fail here because they treat electric wire as a warning instead of a barrier. Goats learn fast. If the shock is inconsistent, they stop respecting it. One dead charger or poor ground turns the fence into decoration. Electric systems also require discipline. Vegetation touching the wire drains power. Weather affects grounding. Chargers must be checked. If you are not willing to monitor the system regularly, do not rely on it as your only containment. Gates are another common failure point. Goats understand movement. They watch you open and close latches. Simple latches are solved quickly. If a goat can see how it works, it will try to replicate it. Gates need secure hardware and habits that never change. Leaving a gate unlatched once teaches a goat that escape is possible. After that, the animal will return to that spot repeatedly. This is why consistency matters. Every action trains the herd, whether you intend it or not. Fence lines also need to be goat-proof at ground level. Goats dig with their noses. They push under loose wire. Gaps grow fast. A fence that starts secure can fail slowly if you do not walk it and inspect it. Containment is not just about keeping goats in. It is also about keeping threats out. Goats are prey animals. They cannot defend themselves effectively. Nighttime security matters. Weak fencing invites predators just as easily as it invites escapes. Shelter placement is part of containment. Goats need a dry place to escape wind, rain, and heat. poor shelter increases stress. Stressed goats test fences more aggressively. When animals are uncomfortable, they look for alternatives. Shelter does not need to be complex, but it must be solid. Dry footing matters, ventilation matters, drafts matter. A shelter that leaks or collapses creates more work than it saves. Goats will avoid bad shelter and stand in the weather instead. Space matters as well. Crowded goats fight more, push fences harder, and develop bad habits faster. Adequate space reduces pressure on containment systems. When goats have room to move, they are less likely to obsess over escape routes. Another mistake is building fences based on what goats look like today instead of how they behave tomorrow. Young goats grow. Horned goats change dynamics. A fence that works for one season may fail the next. Plan for the strongest animal you will own, not the smallest. Containment also affects your stress level directly. When fencing is reliable, daily chores stay routine. When fencing is weak, every sound triggers concern. Every delay becomes panic. You cannot relax if goats are always one step from escape. Repair is part of the job. No fence lasts forever. Posts loosen, wire stretches, weather degrades materials, goats accelerate wear. Accepting this early changes your mindset. You are maintaining a system, not installing a permanent solution. Many new owners underestimate the time spent fixing small issues. A loose staple today becomes a broken section tomorrow. A sagging wire invites climbing. Addressing problems early saves time later. Delaying fixes compounds effort and cost. You also need to think about access. You must be able to enter and exit safely without goats slipping past you. Entry points should allow you to control the herd. Narrow gates, holding areas, and clear sight lines reduce escapes during chores. Containment is not a one-time build. It is an ongoing relationship between animals and infrastructure. Goats constantly apply pressure. You constantly respond. When the system is balanced, things stay calm. When it is not, chaos follows. People who succeed with goats often say the same thing. They overbuilt their fences. They spent more time and money up front than they wanted to. That investment paid off in reduced stress and fewer emergencies. People who fail usually try to upgrade later. They chase goats. They patch fences at night. They learn under pressure. By the time the fence is improved, the animals have already learned bad habits. Containment also affects your neighbors. Escaped goats damage property fast. They eat gardens, strip plants, and leave droppings. Even one incident can damage trust. Strong fencing protects relationships as much as it protects animals. You should also consider zoning and visibility. A well-contained goat operation looks intentional. A poorly contained one looks like neglect. Appearance matters, even if you do not think it should. When containment works, goats settle. They develop routines. They stop testing constantly. Calm animals are easier to manage, quieter, and healthier. That calm starts with reliable boundaries. Before you ever bring goats home, your containment system should be finished and tested. Walk it, shake it, lean on it. Imagine a bored animal pushing against it at midnight. If you doubt it, improve it now. The truth is hard, but simple. Keeping goats is mostly about fencing and shelter. Everything else builds on that foundation. If you cannot commit to containment, do not commit to goats. Once goats are secure and safe, the work shifts. The next challenge is daily care and feeding. That is where routine turns into long-term commitment and where many people realize what ownership really costs. Chapter 3, Feeding the Habit. Once containment is secure, the daily reality of feeding and care begins. Goats are simple in concept, complicated in practice. You feed them, give them water, trim hooves, and provide minerals. Sounds straightforward. In reality, each task carries layers of planning, labor, and vigilance. Feed is the most obvious requirement. Hay forms the backbone of a goat's diet. But not all hay is equal. Poor quality hay contains mold, dust, or weeds that goats reject or that harm their health. You will learn fast which bales are safe and which make animals sick. Storage matters. Hay left on damp ground spoils. Hay stored in an open shed attracts pests and mold. Goats will not wait for ideal conditions. They push you to manage it before it becomes a problem. Beyond hay, minerals and salt are essential. Goats cannot produce certain nutrients. Without minerals, deficiencies appear. Symptoms may be subtle at first: reduced milk production, lower activity, or poor coat condition. Without salt, they become irritable and may start chewing non-food items. You must supply loose minerals in containers that cannot be overturned and that allow all animals to access them. One careless placement invites fights or waste. Water is deceptively simple but critical. Goats drink a lot, and water quality affects health. Frozen water in winter is more dangerous than you anticipate. If the water source fails, animals become stressed immediately, pushing fences, chewing structures, or huddling in corners. You need backups, heaters if freezing occurs, and frequent checks. The task repeats every day, sometimes multiple times. Hoof care is another layer often underestimated. Goats grow hooves constantly, and uneven growth leads to pain, limping, or infection. Hooves must be trimmed regularly. This requires skill, restraint techniques, and tools. One misstep risks injury to both you and the goat. Unlike feed, hoof care cannot be skipped. Delay once, and the animal suffers, which increases stress and labor in the long run. Daily observation is part of feeding routines. Goats are stoic, but will show subtle signs of illness or injury. A quiet goat may be sick. A goat isolating itself may be stressed. You notice these things because you are present for feed, water, and chores. The presence itself becomes a preventative measure. Feeding schedules matter. Goats thrive on consistency. Feed too early or too late, and animals become anxious or aggressive. Dairy goats require predictable routines for milking. Meat or pet goats still expect regular feeding. Disruption leads to vocalization, fence testing, and misbehavior. The rhythm of daily labor dictates the herd's mood. Beyond basics, enrichment becomes part of care. Goats are intelligent and curious. Without stimulation, they destroy structures, chew trees, or escape repeatedly. Feeding can be used to provide mental activity, scatter feeding, hanging feeders, or controlled grazing. Ignoring enrichment makes work harder later. Long-term cost is more than feed. Bedding, fencing repair, mineral replenishment, water systems, and health supplies all add up. Goats are cheap to buy, expensive to keep. Budgets must account for ongoing expenses. Ignoring this leads to shortcuts that end in animal stress or poor health. Health basics are critical. Vaccinations, parasite control, and observation for common illnesses are non-negotiable. You do not need veterinary expertise for routine care, but you must recognize early signs. Minor neglect escalates quickly into serious problems. Prevention is labor, vigilance, and education. Seasonal changes amplify work. Summer heat requires shade, water, and ventilation. Winter cold demands dry bedding, windbreaks, and extra feed to maintain body condition. Rain increases mud and hoof problems. The rhythm of chores changes, but the volume does not. You are never fully off duty. Time off is a risk. Goats cannot be left unattended for long periods without preparation. Feeding, water, and health checks require a reliable substitute. Even experienced caregivers struggle when an emergency arises while away. Planning becomes part of your daily thinking. Observation extends to behavior. Goats interact socially and establish hierarchies. Dominant animals may push weaker ones away from feed or water. You must understand herd dynamics to prevent bullying, stress, and injury. Social tension affects feeding, growth, and milk production. Boredom leads to destruction. Goats investigate fences, chew on shelter structures, and uproot plants. Proper feeding routines, enrichment, and secure containment reduce this, but you will still face the challenge. Failure to plan leads to repeated repairs and escalating frustration. Record keeping is often overlooked. Tracking feed quantities, mineral consumption, water intake, and hoof trimming dates helps identify trends before problems develop. Without this, small issues become emergencies. Consistency in observation, recording, and follow-through defines responsible ownership. Breeding is a long-term consideration tied to feeding. If you plan to breed, nutrition becomes even more critical. Pregnant and lactating does require extra energy, quality feed, and careful monitoring. Young stock must be separated at times to prevent injury in competition. Feeding is not just about survival. It drives growth, reproduction, and production. Safety extends to you. Handling feed, moving animals, and trimming hooves carry risk. Goats are strong, unpredictable, and fast. You must be attentive and methodical. One mistake results in injury, stress, or chaos in the herd. Respect for animals is as important as respect for procedure. Mental endurance is a factor. Daily chores, unexpected emergencies, and long-term commitment wear on you. Goats are constant. Even small lapses invite problems. Those who succeed prepare mentally, plan contingencies, and accept that ownership is a lifestyle, not a hobby. The financial and labor investment is ongoing. A single goat might seem manageable. Multiply that by a small herd, and the cost, both time and money, becomes significant. Planning, budgeting, and scheduling are just as important as fences, feed, or shelter. The real test comes when you combine all elements: secure containment, feed, water, minerals, hoof care, observation, enrichment, seasonal adjustments, record keeping, safety, and mental endurance. Success is not about one perfect component. It is about managing them all together, consistently. Goats teach hard lessons quickly. They reward diligence and punish neglect. Every skip check, every poor decision, every delayed repair compounds into stress, injury, or expense. They do not forgive mistakes easily. You learn to anticipate, adjust, and maintain a relentless rhythm. At the end of the day, feeding the habit is more than literal feeding. It is feeding responsibility, patience, and skill. Goats demand your time, your attention, and your energy. They force you to organize, observe, and act. This daily discipline shapes both the animals and the caretaker. By the time you complete a week of proper care, you understand the depth of the commitment. Goats are rewarding, but only for those prepared to live in the reality of daily labor, ongoing vigilance, and consistent action. Anything less invites stress, failure, or worse, harm to the animals you agreed to care for. The question remains as you walk among them, scoop feed, and check water. Are you ready to keep this rhythm for years? Goats do not retire. They do not pause for convenience. They live according to their needs, and you must adapt. The cost is steady. The reward is real, but only if you can meet it every single day. This is the final reality of goat ownership. Containment kept them in place. Feed, water, minerals, and care keep them alive and productive. Miss a step, and the consequences are immediate. Ownership is not an abstract idea. It is an unbroken chain of actions, repeated relentlessly. If you can sustain it, goats become a part of your life, your land, and your daily rhythm. If not, the lesson is hard and expensive, and the animals pay first.